This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. I'm sitting here in Masjid al-Nabawi and we're about to break our fast inshallah. Perhaps there is about half an hour to 45 minutes remaining. MashaAllah, there are so many brothers. The sisters on the sister's side, but here everyone is so excited. People are distributing little packs that we have, wherein there is that's a little pack, and the pack has in it a yogurt, a little bit of bread, some dates, some water, a wet wipe, and a powder that they usually put into the yogurt. It's a very interesting iftar here in Masjid al-Nabawi. What the best feeling is in the Prophet's Masjid when one ponders over the fact that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum themselves were not too far from here. When I say not too far from here, the Masjid obviously expanded. The Masjid's expanded to the degree that the whole of Medina at that time was smaller than the size of this entire masjid that is here right now. So that is something that's amazing. When you think of the fact that Sahaba were here, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not too far off. He's resting a few meters away from here, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you see the millions of people all following what he taught and all worshipping Allah and trying their best to actually make dua, call out to Allah, supplicate, send blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's amazing. It's a beautiful feeling. I mean, I'll show you in a few moments what some of this looks like, but it's actually heartwarming. People from different parts of the world. I've asked people just for the sake of hearing it, where do you come from? And I promise you, we've heard all sorts of places across the world. I'm sure those of you who are viewing this right now, you would agree that no matter where you are, you would love to come to this place, Makkah and Medina. And subhanAllah, to experience this, I reckon, with all respect to the people of Makkah, I reckon the warmth in Medina is much more. Although value in terms of the masjid, yes, Masjid al-Haram is indeed a place where the Salah is multiplied more than Masjid al-Nabawi. But when it comes to the warmth of the people, they are definitely warm. They are the ones who gave the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions the place that they migrated to. They opened their homes and houses for the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, who were strangers to them, welcomed them, fed them, gave them whatever they had to, shared their clothes and their belongings with them, and that was amazing. To this day, mashallah, there is a warmth. Even those who just generally live here, who may not be originally from this place, they quickly develop this warmth because it's something that happens in Medina, the calmness, the goodness. Just yesterday, someone was asking me, if you had to shift here, which city would it be? Well, it would definitely be Medina Munawwara. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. And not only is it a blessed place with a lot of calmness and hospitality, but there is a different feel you get in Medina Munawwara. I'm going to show you what it looks like down here. See there, these are some of the people sitting here waiting for the iftar, MashaAllah. And it's unique. We ask Allah Almighty to accept it from one and all. Do you know they've actually taken the plan of Masjid al-Nabawi, and every portion, every carpet that they've laid is actually designated to someone who offered to actually provide these iftar meals. The reason why they've standardized it, and you can't just bring what you want, but if you're in the masjid, there is a standard meal, is because of the cleanliness, and they don't want a mess. It is obviously a masjid, and a masjid is a sacred place. We need to bear in mind to keep it clean, not to raise our voices too much and so on. So for that reason, they have a standard iftar that they actually, they serve all the people within 4 or 5 minutes. I'm not going to be able to show you that because I wouldn't like to disturb the people. But within 4 or 5 minutes, everyone is already done, and the place is spick and span, as clean as ever. That's also another miracle. I'm sure many of you have been here. When I was in Makkah recently, inside the masjid, they don't serve these iftar meals, but outside the masjid and on the rooftop, they do. But inside, I'm guessing that the reason must be because of the inability to actually clean it prior to the prayer because of the sheer numbers. So for that reason, they only have a few dates that people take themselves in Masjid al-Haram, in Makkah al-Mukarrama. But here in Medina, mashallah, it's all orderly and we're facing one direction. In Makkah, you're not facing one direction. Everyone's around the Kaaba, so it's round. It's a little bit more difficult than Medina al-Mukarrama. So alhamdulillah, I want to seize this opportunity to ask Allah to bless all of you and to grant you goodness, the brothers and sisters, wherever you are in the world. A lot of people are struggling, to be honest, and I really pray that Allah Almighty help you through your struggles. Here we are about to break our fast. I'm sure the Adhan will be called shortly. Still, we have time to make dua. You don't have to wait to the time of iftar to make a dua in Ramadan, but you can make it throughout the day while you are fasting. Any dua you make is accepted. You make a dua as you are fasting, and then as close as you get to the opening of the fast, we would normally get a bit more serious in our dua and so on. That's the reason why I'm sitting here. I decided I have not been on this type of a night for a very long time on YouTube. So let me speak to you and we make dua for each other. May Allah bless all of you. Whatever difficulty you have in your life, may Allah grant you ease. May Allah open your doors. So many people have asked me to pray for them. I want to say that yes, may Allah make things easy for you. And at the same time, we pray for ourselves and for whoever we remember. It's good to pray for others. We shouldn't be selfish in our dua. So may Allah bring you here, inshallah, and grant you the best of this world and the next. I think for now that's about it. We have the Imams of Masjid and Nabawi. They are now fulfilling their salah from the mihrab of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was a time when they were a few rows in front of that. There's an extension. They used to lead from the front. Now they're leading from 2 or 3 rows behind, exactly where the Prophet ﷺ used to lead from. So that's something that's really amazing. I see so many people come in and they really, if I flip this, you'll be able to see all the people walking around and everyone's preparing and sitting and calling others to come and join them. Let me show you what it looks like. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If you just do that, that's what it looks like there. MashaAllah tabarakallah. There's all the people there. SubhanAllah. Everyone is, it's just amazing. MashaAllah tabarakallah. That's actually, MashaAllah tabarakallah. This is the inside of the masjid. That's what this looks like. That's MashaAllah. Barakallah. Inshallah, we'll see you guys a little bit later. In the meantime, we're getting ready for Salat al-Maghrib. And I ask you once again, make dua for us. I've seen a few of the comments. Inshallah, I'll go back and check the comments again. And take care, guys. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.